What kind of challenges are you facing today? You know, every single day you're going to face a challenge. One of the challenges that I know a personal close friend of mine is dealing with is they removed a tumor last week and he was recovering. But then he comes to find out that that tumor has stage 4 cancer. Now, he gets the news from the doctors today a week later saying that the tumor has stage 4 cancer. They don't know if he does or if any cells were left over in the brain, but one can only imagine getting the news like that is exactly what that is imagining. It's difficult to imagine it ourselves. It's also difficult for him to be imagining the crazy possibilities of what that can mean. Now, the reason I bring this up is because probably that's one up there in the list of the top 5, maybe top 3, maybe even one of the worst to find out is that you have cancer. Now, that is a battle in life that I think a lot of people wouldn't know how to go about, wouldn't know how to fight it, wouldn't know how to deal with it. If it gets dropped on you just out of nowhere, left field, and you were living life a certain way. So what I think at this point everyone should wake up and know is that the battle is always within us. The battle will always be in your mind, will always be in your heart, will always be in your spirit. It never is the actual circumstance that you're under. If you can grab a hold, not of the situation, but of yourself, which is the mind, if you're feeling it in your heart, if you're feeling it in your spirit, technically, if it's within you and you overcome it, the feelings that are attacking you is exactly how you win any battle. Now, the flesh, the body, is exactly what's going through the cancer itself. But to be honest with you, our bodies are alive just as our hearts, minds, and spirits are. If we're starting to feel down, if we're starting to feel non-energetic about life, we stop feeding ourselves, we start killing ourselves internally, of course the external will die immediately. They say through years actually and tests and understandings and some findings, they really can't see how the body has this light within and they don't understand it. I don't even want to get into that subject, but the truth be told, there's a light within you, your soul, your spirit. Now, for all the non-believers, I mean, that's a whole nother subject, like I said, but the point being is the battle will always be within in any circumstance. Now, sure enough, that is a tough one to battle. No one really knows what to tell another individual that. But when he shared his circumstance with me, I said, you know what? The alternative to that is giving up. Everything I just told you guys, the alternative to that is just roll over and die then. But why? This game of life is a battle. This game of life is meant to make you fight. Everyone came with a purpose. Now, if you are stagnant and stuck, it's because you are not doing everything in your power, whether things are good or bad, to figure out what that is. And so I'm sharing this thought with you because everyone is going through something and you will always go through something. Now, things are not happening to you, they're happening for you. I always tell everyone that, and it is a fact. Things happen for you. If you can make the connection and look back at all the times you went through something, you'll know things happen for you for the reasons to get you closer to your purpose. Now, let's say you're a person that don't believe in purpose. Well, that's a start for you. You need to believe there's purpose. That's where you're going to start, my friend. But the normal individual who says, man, I know I'm sent for something, or the other individuals who are aspiring to be something, they know they're sent here for something. Well, then that's the point. Things happen for you, not to you. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. Give me some thoughts. Let's interact about this. I'd like to hear from you. Call into the station, drop me a message. And again, for me, the battle's within, never the external, but it's the internal. And if you can fight that, that is most of the battle, if not the battle. All right, man. It's 6:27 here in the West Coast, Hollywood, California. Today is Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Peace.
I am radio smashing it with the first episode. Absolutely loved it, brother. This episode is definitely Lucky Gang certified. I back up 100% of what you said. I'm all about purpose. That really resonated with me. Just never letting anything happen in vain. And a wise man never trips over the same stone twice. Loved it, man. You crushed episode one. I cannot wait to hear more. I love it, baby. Let's get it. Lucky Gang, keep it locked, keep it loaded. Let's go.